Hello everyone! Welcome back to Yo-Kai Legends. I'm your host, King Kappa, and today we'll talk about paranormal occurrences caused in unholy places. First, Daki, the island hag. Next, Yanari, the tiny oni. After that, Niuzai Suzume, the spirit sparrow. And finally, Mimimushi, the earworm. So, let's get started. Season 9, Episode 4, Supernatural Terror. Daki, the island hag. These female demons live on the rocky islands of the Saga Prefecture. They are known to drain the lifeblood from their victims. A story says that a fisherman and his two sons were swimming off an island. After coming back to shore, a mysterious woman came to them and said, "Please give me a fish." The fisherman was very experienced, so he knew that the woman was actually a Daki. So he ordered his children to bring a fish from their boat. However, they couldn't find any fish. So the three fishermen ran to the boat and pulled out to sea. The Daki screamed angrily, "Yarg, I almost had them." Yanari, the tiny oni. Imagine an oni the size of a miniature action figure. These tiny demons are only interested in making noise and driving humans crazy. Centuries ago in Hyogo, a group of Ronin challenged each other's courage by spending the night in a haunted house, which began shaking violently every night. One day, the Ronin visited a wise man for help. He located the area of the shaking and stabbed his dagger into the tatami mat, and everything was entirely still. The next morning, the Ronin and the wise man explained that the house was only to find an unusual gravestone under the floor. The gravestone was dedicated to the memory of a bear. The wise man explained, "The bear always broke into people's homes every night, and on one night it broke into a hunter's house and paid with its life. In order to keep its spirit at bay, the hunter placed a gravestone dedicated to the bear's memory. The ghost of the bear then possessed the gravestone, causing the Yanari to awaken every night and cause trouble." Niunai Suzume, the Night Sparrow. Niunai Suzume is the ghost of the imperial attendant Fujiwara no Sanekata. During Emperor Ichijo's reign, Fujiwara got into a fight with another nobleman. As punishment for his bad temper, Fujiwara was exiled to an island in the Mutsu province. During his time, he grew resentful of the people. 3 years later, he died, with only a vengeful heart remaining. After Sanekata's death was reported, strange occurrences began to occur. For example, when the servants brought food for the imperial court, the Niuzai Suzume would easily devour it and fly off in the blink of an eye. Mimimushi, the earworm. The Mimimushi is an insect-like creature with very long ears. As it moves, it slithers back and forth as it moves between the ears and heart, making the human host uncomfortable. If the Mimimushi infects the host for too long, he or she will be craving cold food and start avoiding hot food, causing the stomachs to become very swollen and bloated. The only way to treat these infections is with remedies made from byakujutsu, a type of herb, and bukuryo, a Japanese mushroom. Thank you for joining me for Yo-Kai Legends. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram for the latest posts. Until next time, I'm King Kappa, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. Bye!